Mobile. KN4, TFW.
Hey, Ken. How was your day?
Yep, it was good. It, no issues at all. Thunderstorm up in Spartanburg on the way coming home. Man, 40 was the best you could do.
I'm right out here by the church at your house, and it's just hot and sunny.
73 when I was coming through the rain. They're saying 87 up here at the Greer Walmart.
Right, it's saying 89 here right now. Yeah, we got a little bit of work out today. Still didn't get everything out, but we're getting there.
Make regular work for a rest?
Not that bad, but it does tell me I haven't done it in a while.
We're as only as young as we think we are, right?
Wait for it tomorrow.
Let's see how bad you're hurting.
Supposed to be raining up at the house, so I'll be stuck in the house most all day, I believe. But I may go over and help another buddy work on some up there. He's having the same problem, can't find any help, especially when it comes to diesel trucks.
Wants to do it, has got a good job, and nobody else wants to get into that field. They're just, I guess they figure they won't need to work on any trucks as soon as they go to all them self-driven trucks, right?
I just don't see that happening anytime soon. But most of what goes on in the diesel part is you got all these guys out there that think they're diesel mechanics and aren't, and need to just stop working on them.
Boy, isn't a diesel mechanic. I ain't got a clue.
A lot of these guys out there that they think they're old school diesel mechanics, like working on 18-wheelers and stuff like that, you know, 15, 20 years ago, it ain't the same ballgame. Nowhere close.
With the gasoline, it's what you could do 25 years ago, and one you can't even do nothing with it today.
Right now, you're driving a rolling computer is all you're doing. It's hard to believe it's a car anymore.
If it ever quits, I mean, ain't going to be much you can do about it.
Not unless you take it back to the dealership, because a lot of the aftermarket shops don't have the stuff to work on those, or anybody that's trained or qualified to do it.
And dudes just throw parts at it.
To think not, but you're probably right. Ed, this morning, it's about time for us to do another morning crew get-together, isn't it?
About the same thing, and that is, I'm ready. You just got to say where and when.
Poor Tim and Mike and Andrew might be the hard ones to get there. With their work schedules.
Get Andrew.
I've talked to him a lot on the radio, but I've not met him face to face.
That in there, man, we need a party table of about 20.
For that, KO4 HKX Friday.
DFW, yeah, that little Italian restaurant down there behind that car lot. That one I seen, it looked like it had a private room.
Needed. I know Mythos over here, they have a private room for stuff like that.
A really, really good restaurant about maybe 10 years ago.
A couple times since I started the tool route, and it's okay, but it's never really busy. I don't see it ever just covered up.
Original owners, you know, they got it going and everything, and my wife actually even worked over there for the original owners, and then they sold it, and then that owner, he ran it into the ground, and then he sold it, and now some new people have it, so it's, you know, it just keeps changing hands.
Never a good sign for any business, I don't care what it is.
K2 RCL.
How are you today?
Frustrated and disappointed, but other than that, I'm doing great. I'm not a fan of the U.S. Postal Service, though.
The antenna didn't make it today.
It's been at the Greenville Distribution Center for 3 days now.
But I'm sitting up in North Carolina at the distribution center for a week.
You're still there Monday, I'm gonna be knocking on the door.
Yes.
But no, they probably don't know where it's at right now. That's why it's still showing to be there, because they can't find it to send it where it needs to be.
Got double. And it's a government agency. It doesn't know its right hand from the left hand.
I used to resemble that remark. I work for the government.
What I'm talking about.
I do. Me and my crew was an exception to the rule. We knew what we were doing when we hit the road.
Very unusual thing when it comes to anything to do with local or state or federal government.
I guess when it's life and death, you got to train and make sure you got it right before you roll out the door, but some of the rest of them I can't say the same for.
Huge difference in want to be there or just milk the system.
Yeah, no doubt. That's for sure. Hey, Patrick, I got a question for you before I pull in the parking lot up here. You going to be around this afternoon at the house?
Plan. I've been out in the heat all day today. I'm not used to that anymore. So I'm going to go home and take me a shower, and I'm going to find some air conditioning.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be around the house. I got frustrated today, and I finished that single band dipole, and I got it up and got it tuned. On 20 meters, I'm looking at about 1.1 SWR, and I can get up on 10, and I'm like 190-something, almost 2.
But Ken and I have tried it before, and we couldn't hear each other. But we'll give it a try since the band seems to be opening up a little more.
Good. I'll hit you up later on this afternoon. I just pulled in the parking lot up here at the fire department, so I'm going to go in here, check in with these guys, and I'll be back to the house here in a little while.
Out.
Could you gentlemen have a good afternoon, and didn't mean to interrupt y'all's conversation. Just want to jump in there for a second. I'll say 73s, and I am clear. K2RCO.
I'm going to say 73, and hope you have an awesome weekend, and look forward to catching you on the radio another time. KN4TFW.
73s to you. Have a good afternoon, and I'll keep an ear out for you when I got the radio on. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
WHM, KO4HKX.
Hey, Bill. Hey, sorry about this morning. I heard you, but I was in my black hole, so there was no way I could get back to you.
No problem. I was going to tell you, Monday, the lightning popped my Anytone 578 base station I was using, so I got a new one coming, but I had to buy it. There wasn't nothing to be done with the old one.
Good. That's how come I just unhook everything on mine. I don't even trust it. I just unhook the coax, power, everything when I'm not using it.
My process of unhooking when it popped, I was unhooking my backup radio. It was on top. And before I could get to the other one, it just out of the blue come a crack of lightning, and I think it come in on the antenna.
And at least nobody was hurt. That's all that matters. And the items and radios can be replaced.
I debated it, called Bridgecom and talked with them, and ultimately I found another one at HRO I bought for a little cheaper than Bridgecom had, so we'll see what happens with it. But it'll definitely stay unplugged unless I'm using it.
Until I get my system all put up the way I want it, I've just kind of got it temporarily put up right now. That's just how I do mine that way. I don't have to worry about it. I just find it easier that way right now.
This is the first lightning strike I've had in almost 9 years, and I usually keep it unplugged, at least on the antenna, because of the way I have my power set up, but I just got unlucky.
At least you got all your information, your code plug backed up, so it'll be easy to fix to get the new radio up and going.
I do have a current backup, so as soon as I get it, all I got to do is hook it up to the computer, download it, and hopefully I'll be back in business with it.
You're a little 878, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You'll get on DMR with it. That's all I'm using, so.
Thinking about putting the 578 in my vehicle. When I drive to work every day, this one I'm on right now is a TYT 9800. I'm thinking about just putting it in here, and because anytime I do DMR, I'm usually on my handhelds.
I went with the handheld. I figured that was just going to be the easiest way for me for now, doing DMR, and where you're not dependent on an outside signal as much, so. If I want to, I can just put a mic on my 878 and use it as a mobile while I'm driving down the road. So I figured that would be the best option without spending a ton of money on other stuff.
You're right. When I bought the two radios, I bought them right together, and I wasn't thinking as clearly as probably I should have been, but since I have one, I figured I'd get another one and just go at it that way.
What's your plans for this weekend?
And I'll probably end up in Anderson, taking the wife over there, and Saturday morning I got to do a little yard work, but other than that, I'm being clear.
Chance of rain all weekend up at the house, so I don't know how much I'm going to try to do outside, if anything. May take a weekend to rest and get ready for this next stage in the truck coming. Because when I go get it, my life is going to get real busy.
Well, it is good. Keeps you from getting bored. At least you'll be back to normal.
I'm going to have to start my business from scratch again. So I'm going to have to rebuild all of it. You see. A builder jumped back in there. Congratulations on getting your truck. But we're getting close. Hoping to be going after it next weekend, so that's what I'm hoping anyway. All the finances in place. All I got to do is sign all the paperwork. But I hadn't heard back from the finance company 100% on the old truck, whether they finished paying it off or not. So I'm not dealing with them again, that's for sure. And trying to find another insurance company. That's my two hurdles right now. But neither one of them are major.
Fingers crossed for you. That's for sure. I know you'll be glad to get back to some semblance of normal.
It'll be nice to have my whole inventory that I have with me on most cases, instead of having to wonder where everything's at or hunt it.
Back in, I didn't know whether you got down in the hole or what. Spot down there in the Broad River factory, because the spot down there on the way back from Athens where it's kind of tough to get into the heating machine. I'm glad there's some progress being made. That's good to hear.
I'm glad to hear it myself. It's been stressing me out the last few months, last few weeks especially, and just getting beat down with it. But that's what they want, and I won't give up on it, so they're just going to have to pay me.
You fold up, that's what they want you to do. Or wear you down like a rock. Just outlast them. That's about all you can do.
So what are you up to this weekend?
Going on the wife and daughter and grandkids out there here on the way back from Biltmore now. They may be back home by now. They sent me a couple of pictures. They were up there on one of the roads up there, and sent me about four or five pictures of a pretty good sized bear. Like it's about 350 pounds. It's pretty good size. It wasn't no small bear. Kids were excited about seeing it. It was out in the field out there that wasn't 60 feet from a car that went back in the woods, so they were excited about that, but I don't think they got rained on that I know of. They didn't say so if they did.
Been down here in Greer all day today. And ain't been a drop of rain. It has been humid and hot.
Damn. Sorry, I got off in a hole.
You must be crossing down that, where the Frog River goes through down there, whatever it is. But, you must have got down one of those deep holes down there.
It's amazing what a little elevation will do for you.
Lightning strike, I just hadn't heard that. I'm glad you're okay. Just the radio.
I'll be honest with you, when it popped, it scared me so bad I almost went to the bathroom on myself. I was literally standing there fixing to grab hold of it, and it went off, and it looked like somebody turned on a fluorescent light.
Had a bad storm one time. We were living up in Fort Mill. I've been Rock Hill, and we unhooked the TV, and it still jumped. It hit the TV. It jumped about 2.5 feet. Excuse me, you know what I mean. But the lightning, it does some funny things sometimes.
That it does.
I was just letting y'all go on there for a minute. I'm making this drive up the mountain. Listening to the conversation. KO4 HKX for ID.
Since you talking about your truck, you finally got it straightened out where you can get that truck from that guy that had one waiting on you?
I am waiting on the verification that the old one's paid off, and then that's it. I'll be going to finish everything up. So I was hoping to hear from them today, but I haven't, so I don't know what the deal is, man. Nobody wants to do their job anymore. Everybody wants to use an excuse for something. If you can't do it, just say, I can't do it. Be upfront and honest about it.
I had that same conversation almost with some of my staff about updating clients on support tickets. I said, look, if they just want to know what's going on. If it's going to be 2 weeks, tell them 2 weeks. If it's going to be tomorrow or they need a new one, just tell them. Don't just leave them hanging without knowing what's going on. I mean, people just want information and want you to act on it.
I've been dealing with my customers since back orders got so bad. I just tell everybody up front, we'll order it. And I will see what happens. When it shows up, it shows up. I can't do anything about it. I mean, that's all I can do. And we try to look and see if it's in stock. And if it is, then we know there's a good chance it'll show up. And I show them everything right there. So I ain't got nothing to hide. That way they can't say, well, you told me this or you told me that. They can see it just like I do.
Honesty is the best policy, no matter whether it's hard truth or not. Just tell them what's going on and be done with it. I don't know why people don't want to do right.
I don't know anymore. I just don't even know what to say anymore about everything going on in this country right now. Or where people's heads are at, or what their thought process is, or what they're doing, anything.
Be there. It's quite a world we live in right at this moment. But, well, gentlemen, I need to jump out and get some gas if I'm going to make it home. So I'll say 73s, and I will catch y'all maybe later this evening or tomorrow or over the weekend or in the future, no doubt. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
73s to you, and I'll keep an ear out for you this weekend on the radio. Try to stay dry and stay away from that lightning, and have a good weekend. KO4 HKX, and I'll be here, Jerry.
Have a good one. Stay cool. It's going to be a hot one. We'll talk to you later from 73 team.
Cool, Jerry. I'm just here at the foot of the mountain on 25, and the temperature's dropped 10 degrees, but since I left Greer, it's down to 76 right now, and I ain't even got all the way up the mountain yet.
Good there. I always liked used to fish up out for 11 up around Jones Camp State Park, and it was always nice and cool up there. It wasn't quite as cool as it was when I fished up above the Chattooga, but I can usually count it being 10 degrees cooler anyway.
Generally, 5 to 10 degrees cooler as soon as I make this climb up the mountain. But we're already down to 75 now, and I'm still halfway. So I imagine it's going to be pretty cool when I get to the house.
Copy there. That's good. That's good. Good weather then. It dries out a little bit. It's been humid here all day. Of course, you've been in Greer. You know all about that. It's been kind of, the evening's been a little cooler, but it's still some buggy. Well, last night it was some buggy. You about to take a swim.
Was down there in Greer today. I mean, it's just muggy, sticky. No air moving and nothing in that shop, so, yeah. But it sure is nice right here right now. But it looks like it just rained, so if the sun comes back out, it ain't going to be no fun here either.
Well, maybe you'll be surprised. Maybe it won't be as bad as we know it can be. So it's been out here for about the last, about all day long, it seems like. I thought they, for sure they're going to get some rain, but I don't think they did. But they were complaining about one of the restaurants up there didn't have any help, and the menu was abbreviated. I said that makes a big difference up there, because they enjoy going up there. The food is always good. A couple of places up there, but so I went out to eat lunch today. I went down to a little seafood place down here in town, and food was good, and the service was good. Didn't have to wait very long, and I was surprised. They were pretty well staffed. I didn't have to wait long for my food at all, so I was pretty impressed with it. But it ain't like that everywhere, though.
You can definitely tell the restaurants that take care of their people, and they got a good crew, that's for sure, because they still got help, and they're functioning like a normal restaurant should.
It's just the second time I've eaten in a restaurant since last year, but I gave a young lady a really good tip, so she appreciated it. But she was on her toes. After I got seated in the city limits, they still have a mask mandate. But if you go inside, you know, I have a mask on. I took mine off, but I was not even wear a mask. They were doing every other table, and there weren't that many people. Of course, I usually eat lunch a little early. There weren't that many people in there, but it was filling up. This is kind of like one of those Silver Bay places, something like that. It's just nothing fancy, but it's usually pretty tasty. And everything tastes fresh.
Jerry, I'm going to have to hop off the radio here. I run into the rain, and I'm coming up on my black hole of Henderson County up here. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Enjoy the drive home this afternoon.
Scratchy. Keep you on the road, Patrick. We'll talk to you later. 7-3 N4DJC.